the second principles of the principle. The Rambam brings down, the second principle is that it's not fitting to count those items as part of the 613 mitzvahs or the 248 positive mitzvahs or prohibitions. So we don't count. And the question is, what we're trying to establish, as the Rambam said in the earlier in the introduction, we're trying to establish, how do we get the number 248? That's a number that's quoted in the Talmud. And there has been the disagreeing opinions how to get to the number of 248. The purpose of this Rambam's book is basically to show you 248 mitzvahs from the Torah. But first he has to tell you why, giving you the principles, why he's counting some, why he's not counting other, how he makes those decisions, and those are based on 14 principles. So now we're learning the second principle. The Rambam says that we cannot count you cannot count anything that we learn out from one of the 13 measures which the Torah has expounded. The measures that the Torah expounded means when the Torah does not clearly state something, it's not clearly in the Torah, it's only something which is expounded. And there are 13 different measures which the Torah can be expounded, which means when something is not written clearly, but we can learn it out. We say it in the morning before we start the praying. We bring down the Rabbi Shmuel Loimer. We learned over there that the various different things. There's other ways, Oymi Ribui. This would be other ways that we're including more than what the Torah has articulated. So he says like this, Kvar bi'arnu b'psichas chiboreini b'pirush ha-mishnah. We have already articulated in the opening of our book on the explanation of the Mishnah. The Rambam has a Pirush ha-mishnayis, an interpretation of the Mishnah, which the Rambam wrote. So the Rabbi, in that introduction over there, in the beginning over there, I wrote, Sheroiv dini ha-Torah, that most of the laws of the Torah, Yotzu b'shleish esrei midrash ha-Torah nidrash b'am, have been derived from the 13 measures of which the Torah is expounded. V'shadin ha-nilmad b'mido ma'isan ha-midas, and the law that is learnt from a measure, from those measures, pa'amim tipu b'machloikis, sometimes there will be disagreement about the law. A law that says in the Torah, there's no question, but sometimes in the laws that are expounded from the 13 measures, there will be a disagreement. There are certain laws that we have interpretation that they have been passed down straight from Moshe Rabbeinu. Over there, there's no disagreement. It's passed down from generation to Moshe. But it's not something that the rabbis had to sort of figure out. So even those that are not this, there's no dissent, there's no disagreement, but you bring a proof to that from the one of the 13 measures. Because from the wisdom of the verse that we can find a hint in the Torah, it will point to that when we have a traditional interpretation, the fact that we find a hint in the Torah to that interpretation shows for the authenticity of that tradition. Or there is a equation that we compare in another way. So we explained it already over there. So he says, so since this would be so, not everything that we find that the sages have learnt out from the comparing the 13 measures that the Torah is, we're not going to say that was said by Moshe B'Sinai. And we're also not going to say in everything we find in the Talmud that they did say that it's midrash shu d'rabbanan. That is d'rabbanan. So in other words, what he's saying, sometimes it'll be by tradition. He says it depends. The 13 measures can be, sometimes they are totally taken out of the 13 measures. So that means that they're not by tradition. So then we can't count them as part of the Torah commandments. And sometimes they are a tradition, they point to something tradition, and just the 13 measures are just, the hinting from the 13 measures are just substantiating what we have by tradition. So then we could. So when you see in the Talmud certain things, He says we can't always yes and we can't always no. It really depends upon what the origin is. The fikach haroi bazeh. So what is the fitting? How do we know? What is the decision? Which one is counted as the mitzvah of Tumah Mishmas Sinai? So kol mashal leitim tzeiu kosu b'Torah. Anything that you don't find written in the Torah. And you're going to find in the Talmud that they learned it in one of the 13 measures. If the sages themselves articulated, and they said, this is part, a body of the Torah, this is a Torah body, on that law that they have learned from the 13 measures. Or they'll say, this is biblical. If that's the language that they use, then it's fitting to count it. Then we're going to count it because they said this is biblical. Since the ones that receive the tradition tell us that that's from the Torah, then we accept that. But if they don't say that, they don't articulate that, they didn't say anything about it, then it becomes from the rabbi. Then it's no longer why. There is no pasuk that points to it, so there is nothing. So there, it becomes the rabbi. He says, "Sibas atod midrashus elu." The reason why we have mistakes, how to expound this, v'zegamkin shoydish kvar nishtabesh boizuloseinu, and that will also be the root of what they have making a mistake. The others. So he says, and that's why he counted, again to whoever the Rambam was referring it to, he counted the fear of the sages, the years of Chachamim, they called it, it's a positive mitzvah. So what is the, how did he come to that? He says, what brings him to this is, it's according to what it seems to me, the statement of Rabbi Akiva. It says over there, and Rabbi Akiva said, "As Hashem Elokecha Tira," it says, "God, your God, you should fear." And the Talmud says, "L'rabis tamid chachamim." It comes to include the sages because the Torah could have just said, "Fear God." It says, "Es Hashem Elokecha." So the word "Es" is a hint that also not only Hashem, but also the sages should also have here. So the choshav, so the person thought, that anything which come, we reach out by an extra is part of the rule that it's a Torah, it becomes a Torah command because this is one of the ways the Torah is expounded through an extra word. So he thought since the Torah expounded an extra word, now that becomes a biblical command. It's one of the 248 mitzvos. Had this matter been as they thought, so he says, why don't they count the honor that one has to give to the mother's husband? Let's say it's not your father, but it's your mother's husband. You have to give him honor. And or Eches Av, or the wife of your father, also you have to learn. They should count it a mitzvah for the atzma. They should count it a separate mitzvah, which is mechuberes El Kibud of the aim. They are next to, they're connected to honoring one's mother and father. There's also an additional, as we're going to say, there's an additional expounding that we also include the wife's, the mother's husband or the father's wife that you have to do. The same thing is the Chen Kibud Achiv HaGadol, also honoring your older brother. It means the oldest brother. Because how do we know that we're supposed to honor these people? These people we learned. How do we know that we have to honor them? We learned this biribui. We learned it out through extra. There's an extra. Amru, because he said, Kabed es avicha. It says, instead of saying Kabed avicha, it says Kabed es avicha. Honor your father with the extra word es. That is coming to include your older brother. So that means that you have to respect him as well. They said, "As avicha." It says another time. He said, "Your as avicha." The rabbis bali mecha. That's coming to include the husband of your mother. And then we also say the "as imecha," and your mother. And the word "as," instead of just saying the imecha, the extra "as" is the rabbis eshes avicha. That's coming to include the wife of your father. Just as they said, As Hashem Elokecha Tira, L'Rabbis Tamidei Chachamim, that you should fear God, which includes the Tamidei Chachamim. So also over there, it is an extra S over there. Im Kain, Mipnei Ma Mona Eilu V'Lei Mona Eilu. So how come these people counted this and that, not that? Why do they only count the fear of a Chacham and not the honor of all the other people that we learn out from the Ribbon? Says in their, calls it their foolishness, so their ideas has got them into more trouble. He says even more difficult than this. That is shem when they found an expounding in a verse. Yischayiv hadrashahu lasis pula minapulus. So from that expounding, that will obligate. But by the way, this is the Rambam's view. There is a whole book written with commentaries from the Ramban, and they disagree with the Ramban in a lot of these cases. So this is not the final word. It's the final word of the Rambam that we're studying now. But there is a lot of objections, and there's a cipher.
Whenever somebody writes something?
Yeah, there's the published works. We just do Sefer HaMitzvahs, but there's the Sefer HaMitzvahs, and then underneath it, there's a whole bunch of, you know, outstanding commentators from his generation, I mean, who disagreed, disputed a lot of the things. Nachmanides. Objected, and others, and objected to a lot of what he said. So, and they were, you know, taking in and out. I mean, so there's a lot of talk about it. But we're learning just the basic now, and then later on, there is a lot more to discuss. But let's just go on. So he says, so what happens is, so they found something in the Pasuk, and so then it comes out that you must do something, an act of amongst that, you must do something, or not to do something. So we learn it out from expounding a verse. The Rambam says, without a doubt, they're only from the rabbis. And they counted as part of the mitzvahs. Even though the pasuk meaning, the meaning of the pasuk is, don't turn away from those matters because they've expounded it from the verse. And notwithstanding the rule that they taught us, peace unto them. When they taught us, our rabbis told us, that the verse does not leave its simple meaning. So you always have the simple meaning. So it's saying like this, that even though the simple meaning, they counted a mitzvah of the Torah just because there's an expansion of here, notwithstanding the fact that the simple meaning doesn't mean that. It doesn't mean that at all. And we know that we should go by the simple meaning of the verse. And they still say that that's the Torah. B'afapisha Talmud Shoyel B'chol Mokim V'Omer. Even though the Talmud asks in all places, the Talmud says, Gufa Dekro B'Maiko Medaber. What is the actual Pasuk speaking about? So he says, K'shamotzu Pasuk Yimdu Menet V'Rim Rab Matzida Biur V'Ra'aya. So when they find the Pasuk, they learn from it many things to explain and to prove, so he said so in other words, saying notwithstanding that the simple meaning of the pasuk doesn't say that, but these people are always saying when the Gemara says, well, what is the actual pasuk? What is it talking about? And yet, when they found the pasuk, the Gemara refers to what is the pasuk actually talking about, and yet we still learn out various other things from that same pasuk. And he says, those who rely on this thought that because it comes from the pasuk, everything becomes a mitzvah. So they count part of the positive mitzvahs, bikur choylim, visiting the sick, v'nichum aveilim, and comforting the mourners, u'kvuras meisim, and burying the dead. Because there is an expounding, as we're mentioned, because the verse says, you should teach them the path they should go in there. So what does it mean, the path? There is like a path. What does it mean, the path? The path means gemilas chasadim, that is act of kindness. Yelchu, so the path refers to act of kindness. Yelchu, they should go zebikur choylem, that refers to visiting the sick. Ba zukveres meisim, the extra ba means bearing dead. Ve'samaisa, what means, this is the dinim, the judgments. Ashi yasun, they should do zulifnim v'shuris adin. This is beyond the letter of the law. So we have a verse here which tells us to visit the sick, to bury the dead, to do the judgment, and to go beyond the letter of the law. So the Choshev, they thought, every act, an act from these acts is its own mitzvah. Every time you do something, it's its own mitzvah. But they didn't realize that all these acts, and that are similar to them, they all go under one mitzvah, from the mitzvahs which are written in the Torah clearly. Torah says, love thy fellow as yourself. These are all extensions of that mitzvah. And going along this way, they also counted the calculating of the seasons in the mitzvah, because there is an expansion. It says, the Torah says that the Torah, the pasuk says that the Torah is your wisdom and your understanding. They said, what is our standing that the people appreciate? What kind of wisdom and understanding that the Jewish people display that the nations of the world see? This must be the calculating of the seasons and the different things. And if you count, or these ones counted what is more than explained here, and the Yachshim Mashu Yisrael, the Menoisi will count what is more fitting to count it, will call Dover, and they can even count more than this. Dover Shinilmot Bimidr Mishleishis Midr Shtun Reshman, to counting one of the 13 attributes the Torah is expounded. So then we can count. So Ilu, if you would count what is even more articulated than this, and you're going to count everything that is fitting to count from these psukim, then you will get thousands. So he says, "V'ulai tachshe," and maybe you're going to think, "Shani barech milim noisim liyosim bil tamitiyus." Maybe you think that I don't want to count them because I'm doubting their authenticity. Maybe they're not true. V'ayos adin anilum b'midahi nochin oy loynochin. And maybe that measure, what they're learning is, maybe it's correct or not correct. In other words, I'm running away because maybe I don't agree or something with that. That's not the reason, he says. Abul ko asiba, but the reason is, anything that is learned, they're merely branches from the roots. That were said to Moshe in articulated, those are the 613 mitzvahs. These become branches. Also, Moshe's own inferences that he learned out, they're not from the Torah either, even Moshe himself. Even if Moshe himself would expound, would have learned that learning, we would not count it. We're just not saying, we're not taking it up, we're just saying that's not part of the mitzvahs. But and the proof for all this is Emrim b'Gemara Temura, because the Gemara in Temura says, Elef u'shvam me'oiz kalim v'chamurim u'gzeiris shoveh. It says 1,700 light and more strict u'gzeiris shoveh, similar words with the Duki Sofer and the particulars of the scribes, nishtakhu me'ev l'shel Moshe, they've forgotten them in the days of mourning of Moshe. Ba'afa pikein, and yet, echzirna snil ben knaz mipupuloi. Snil ben knaz, who was a great sage later on, he said he was able to bring them back from his own expansion. Shenemara shiyakez kirsa seba lochdo, velchodo, vailkodo snil ben knaz. Ukshahoyu, so he brought them back. Ukshahoyu, kachanishkoches, kama haya aklaus, shenishkach menu, zamispar. So he says, when, if these were all these forgotten ones, so how much was the general, what was the main rule, the central rule, that this number was forgotten from it? It's not true to say that they were forgotten for them everything that they knew. It didn't say everything they knew. And it goes without a doubt that those laws that they can learn out from Kav HaChomer and other ways, which are the measures that we learn, could be many thousands. They were known because they were forgotten during the day of Moshe Rabbeinu's mourning. So here you have it. So even if they were in the days of Moshe, we don't call them Torah commanded, we just call them articulated suffering. So it's clearly that the 630 mitzvahs that were said to Moshe, we're not going to learn, we're not going to count in them everything that you can expound in the 30 mitzvahs. That would apply even in the time of Moshe Rabbeinu. And they were there, and they were forgotten. He says, certainly we cannot count amongst them that which we take out in the later times. But we will count that which was by tradition received from Moshe. Those who are giving over, if they say you can't do it, the Yisuri Deraisa, the Torah is prohibition, or Yemrishu Guf Torah, or this is the Torah itself, then we will count him. Kihu noida bekabola, because that is known by tradition, beloy behakesh, and not by equation. It's not our own equation, that comes by tradition. And however, we still mention that it's a hekesh, even in those traditional. So why do we prove then? So let's just keep it in the standard by itself, traditions. Why do we even use the expounding? That's only Laharis Chokhmas HaKosuf, just to show you the wisdom of the Pasuk, Meshivah and Pirush HaMishnah, we explained in the explanation of Mishnah. So the reason why sometimes we are using the verses to expound them, the extra letters, words, or the other ways that the Torah is expounded, is just to show you that what we have by tradition is actually hinted in the Torah. But that's not the source. So basically, the Rambam says over here, that anything that you expound, which is not clearly written in the Torah, would not qualify as being told to Moshe Rabbeinu of the mitzvahs on the Sinai. Besides those that are clearly quoted as halacha l'Moshe Sinai, they would qualify as that.